In November, Klamath County voters will choose a new sheriff to replace the old one and the controversy surrounding him. That starts today's JX. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR. You can join the conversation by sending your comments or questions to jx@jeffnet.org. The Klamath County Sheriff's race is between a Klamath County sergeant who is an enrolled member of the Klamath Tribes, competing against a former operations captain at the Sheriff's Department. The Klamath Sheriff's Department has been a source of local controversy around the outgoing sheriff, who was involved in an extended fight with county commissioners over ethics and the management of his two sons, who also work at the department. A complaint filed with the State Government Ethics Commission was dismissed after a nearly year-long investigation. JPR reporter Roman Battaglia joins me today on the exchange to discuss the race and what's brought us to this point. Welcome, Roman.
Hey there, Mike. Happy to be here.
So you went to a debate between the candidates for sheriff in Chiloquin last week. So who are these two sheriff candidates that voters will decide on in November? And what do we know about them?
Yeah, so the first of them is Brian Bryson. So he was an operations captain for the department, but he also served in a bunch of different positions in the sheriff's office for over 28 years, I think. And he retired in June of last year. But I think the story is just a little more complicated than just retiring. He claims that he was forced to retire after retaliation from the current sheriff, Chris Caber. That actually is the subject of this ongoing lawsuit right now between Bryson and Caber. In the lawsuit, Bryson claims to have reported Caber for unethical behavior, and then as a result, the sheriff retaliated against him, treated him unfairly, sort of bullied him, triggering these panic attacks, anxiety, and depression, and forced him to take medical leave. And so he's clearly not happy with the current sheriff. Then there's also Shane Mitchell, who still currently works at the sheriff's department. He is a sergeant, and he's the liaison for the Klamath Community College. He's worked there since 2000, and like you said, he's an enrolled member of the Klamath Tribes, which as far as I know and as far as I could tell, that could make him the first sheriff in Oregon with Native American ancestry. I was trying to look for information about this and couldn't find anything.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. And he also got a much higher share of the votes during the May primary than anyone else. Shane Mitchell got around 37% of the vote. Brian Bryson got just under 14%. So there's clearly a big divide, but, you know, there's still, we don't know where everything is going to shake out.
Well, earlier this year during the presidential primary, there were a lot more candidates running in this race, right?
Yeah.
And that narrowed down to two candidates. So why were there so many people running to be the new sheriff?
Yeah, I think a big reason for it was because it was an open race. So the current sheriff, Chris Caber, decided not to run again. He has been the sheriff since 2016. He won re-election once, but partly due to all of this controversy that took place last year, Caber decided to step aside and not run again. There were a couple of people that had decided to run before Chris Caber said that he wasn't going to run again, but then after he was like, I'm out, a bunch of other people stepped in. You see a lot of people from within the department that wanted to run for sheriff, including one of the sheriff's sons, Ryan Caber. I did a big story about that back when that primary was happening and talked to a bunch of the different candidates. They all had very different views about how things should be won or run. One of them, Darren Craig, was a, you know, worked at the department but didn't like how anything was run and had run against the sheriff a while ago. You know, some were supportive of the current sheriff and the status quo. Others were outsiders looking in. So we got a lot of different views there. But now we've ended up with these two candidates here.
Okay. So what did we learn about Chris Caber, the current sheriff, and whatever controversy he went through with the county commissioners last year?
Oh my gosh. So it's a long story. So I think to start off, the sheriff's son, Ryan Caber, who is also running for sheriff, has worked in the sheriff's department since 2008, before the sheriff ran for election in 2016. So when the sheriff got elected, there sort of had to be this conversation about the oversight of the sheriff's son. On top of that, his other son, Eric Caber, was also applying for a job at the department. And according to state law, public officials can't use their office to financially benefit a family member. An example would be favoring a family member for a promotion that pays more money. And public officials also have to publicly disclose any conflicts of interest when it comes to hiring or firing or promoting a family member. And then they also can't directly oversee a family member normally, but public bodies like county commissions can adopt kind of rules that allow that kind of oversight. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Klamath County officials did. Their, you know, their county policy said public officials can't directly supervise their relatives, And that would be a problem for the sheriff because he oversees everyone in the sheriff's department. So back when the sheriff was elected, he signed an agreement with Klamath County commissioners over the management of his two sons. Other people in the sheriff's department would manage his sons, and they would be responsible for the hiring, the firing, promotions, things like that. And that's how it worked for a long time. But in 2023, last year, Chris Caber reassigned his son Ryan to another position in the department without opening that job to other applicants. He did this against the advice of others in the department and against the advice of the county HR, and that kind of resulted in this public fight with county commissioners. They revoked that previous agreement they made with the sheriff. They threatened to fire his two sons in the department, but they ended up backing out of that. And then, you know, the county did their own investigation, and then Tariff was also investigated by the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, which is a state body that looks into these complaints. And that cleared him of any wrongdoing back in May. So I think because of all that that happened, I think there's some other reasons that the sheriff has said he decided not to run for reelection this time.
My guest is JPR News reporter Roman Battaglia. He's been closely following the Klamath County Sheriff's race and the controversy within the department, which sounds like it's a lot about nepotism.
Yeah, I mean, there's basically arguments about nepotism. I mean, I know that the sheriff's son, Ryan, says there hasn't been nepotism and that they don't talk about this stuff outside the office, and the position that he was being reassigned to wasn't going to give him an increase in pay anyways. But that's sort of been the argument surrounding all of this.
Okay, so what have the two candidates in this election said about what's happening in the sheriff's department?
Yeah, so we already talked a little bit about Brian Bryson and his lawsuit against the current sheriff, so that gives you an idea of what he thinks. But he also does say that the sheriff's office itself is not toxic.
It's a cultural change, and it needs to start at the top, but also at the bottom has some ownership in that too. They need to be at the table, and we need to work together to figure out how to move the sheriff's office in a forward, positive manner.
So, you know, he's more frustrated with the current sheriff, and, you know, he said it's been exhausting. He's been one of the people supervising Caber's sons. And then we also learned in the lawsuit that one of his sons, Eric, began making homicidal threats against Brian Bryson back in June of this year.
Oh, wow.
And that lawsuit claims that Eric was fired in August after a psychologist determined that the threats that he made put the work environment at risk. So, you know, Ryan Caber does still work at the department as far as I know. I know that he's been on leave because of an investigation, but I'm not really sure what will happen after this election. Shane Mitchell, the other candidate, also has similar thoughts about the department. He doesn't think that the sheriff's office is necessarily toxic in and of itself.
You got deputies that are working buku overtime right now in the jail because they're short-staffed there. They're still working. Patrol guys are still working, side by side, helping one another. So the toxicity is not there in the lower level. The upper level, it was a publicity thing. So don't believe everything you see on social media.
Yeah, so we saw a lot of things from both sides, you know, during this election for sheriff. People who supported the sheriff, others who said they're embarrassed about the state of the office. And I think that's what these two candidates right now just kind of want to move things forward.
Okay, so do we know the positions of each of the candidates themselves about what their platforms are and what they would want if elected as Klamath County Sheriff?
Yeah, they do have a lot of similar ideas. I think one major thing is that either candidate will have to manage the budget. The county has faced a deficit, and that's hurt the sheriff's office. There have been hiring freezes, staffing shortage. Shane Mitchell says that he wants to work on making the Klamath Sheriff's Office a more inviting place to work.
Law enforcement is dying breed right now. But we got to build it here, make it a family, change the culture within our department so people want to come.
I know that one issue I've heard talking to candidates is that pay for the deputies isn't very attractive. You can get paid more going to the Klamath Falls Police Department or the Oregon State Police. And so kind of making the office just more attractive, more inviting without necessarily paying them more is kind of going to be a challenge for them. You know, I think Brian Bryson is focusing a lot on this sort of community policing model. He's sort of having these what he calls community service officers that could deal with lower level stuff and then let the deputies deal with important stuff. And then he could also spread the deputies out more. Right now, a lot of them are focused on the Klamath Falls area. At the debate, he talked about a training he did several years ago with the sheriff of Deschutes County, where voters approved a levy for the sheriff's office back in 2006.
One of the things he said stuck with me from then until now. He said the biggest reason we got that levy to come through is every single call for service the sheriff's office got for 2 to 3 years prior to that Those people saw the whites of the deputy's eyes. They showed up on scene, they handled their call, and then the people knew that this is a service you're going to lose. Right now, you're being told that you're going to lose a service that you don't have. So who cares? Yeah.
So basically, he thinks that getting the deputies out on the scene more in those rural areas will get voters to support their services more, which would be important if they try and get a levy passed.
So during that same debate between the candidates for sheriff, there are also two people running for county commissioner, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's been a lot of division between the county commissioners and the sheriff. So would either of these commissioners or either of these people running for county sheriff, would they help change the relationship with the county commissioners?
Yeah, definitely. Andrew Nichols and Regina Jackson are currently running for position one on this three-person board. You know, they're both supportive of repairing that relationship with the sheriff. I know that Regina Jackson talks a lot about the drama that's unfolded last year and wanting to change the trajectory of the county. Andrew Nichols is actually a former sheriff's deputy. He left the office to run for commissioner, and he's been pretty critical of the current sheriff, too. So both of them, you know, want to move things forward and, like, work with the sheriff rather than work against them because, you know, that's important to getting things done. Even though the sheriff is an independent office, they still need to work with the commissioners with budgets and getting things done.
Okay. So what was your experience at the debate? Did members of the public have any thoughts on the two candidates?
Yeah, so I talked to a couple of people who didn't want to be on the record, so I'm not going to mention their names, but it seems like there was a mix of people supporting either candidate for sheriff. One person noticed the importance of Shane Mitchell's tribal affiliation, which is important for the region. You know, there's a native population in the county, and the Klamath tribes hold some influence, especially over water rights in the basin. Others liked Brian Bryson's way of speaking and his approach to the position. So I think that, you know, a lot of people are glad that these are the two people that they're choosing because they're both good options. And so we'll kind of have to see which one they fully end up deciding on when they get their ballot.
Oh, wow. This is really good reporting. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time for this segment. We'll check back after the voters have had their say in November. That was JPR News reporter Roman Battalion.